Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, I'm welcome for the show that's for you and it's about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money and you're ready now for your money to start working harder for you. You want that freedom. You want that cash flow, that prosperity today, not someday if you're lucky, right? Not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now. So you can live that life that you love with those that you love, doing what you love. But guys, so much more than that. It's about creating a life of meaning, of purpose, creating a ripple effect through the lives of others as you prosper as well. And guys, thank you so much for allowing me to create that ripple effect through you. Thank you so much for being a part of this movement, sharing and binging and doing everything you guys do. So thank you so much. Quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. We've got great stuff on there, including blogs, which have these videos too. In fact, if you haven't seen these, if you've been following the audio, be sure to follow the video as well. Go to YouTube. Check out our Money Ripples with Chris Miles page. So check that out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, guys. So today I've got a special friend here, a friend I actually met about 5 years ago at really the who's who of everybody within the business world, right? It was at a little company business event called Secret Knock. And if you've ever gone far enough back in my episodes, you probably saw a guy by the name of Frank Reed that I had on as well. And that was his thing. And Michelle was one of those people that really stood out. She's one of those powerful people. And when I found out what she was talking about, I said, I've got to have you on my show because this is awesome. Now, I'll give you a little background on Michelle. First off, she's the founder and CEO of Sealer Tucker Incorporated. She holds a mergers and acquisitions master's intermediary title and is a 20-year veteran in the M&A industry. She has a wealth of experience buying, selling, fixing, and growing businesses. In fact, her and her firm have sold over 1,000 businesses in almost every vertical and have a remarkable track record of success. Now, in addition to being featured on NBC, Forbes, and USA Magazine, she's a keynote speaker, makes regular radio and TV appearances on Fox Business News and CNBC. She's spoken along with Eric Trump, Kathy Ireland, Rudy Giuliani, Donna Karen, Stedman Graham, and so many others. Best-selling book author of the book Sell Your Business for More Than It's Worth. And she has a new book coming out that we're going to talk about today called Exit Rich. And guys, this episode, this is for you. This is about if you're looking to get your business to a place where you can exit out of it and sell it for millions and millions of dollars, Michelle is the person you should be listening to. So Michelle, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Chris. Good to see you. It's been a long time.
Sure has. Well, tell us a little bit about your journey, your path that got you even start helping people sell businesses. What happened?
Well, I didn't wake up one day and say, oh my gosh, I'm going to sell businesses. But I think I always knew, even from a young child, that I was going to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I always knew I was going to be my own boss. Probably because I don't like being told what to do.
Right.
I mean, my biggest pet peeve is don't tell me what to do.
Right.
So that's totally always right. Been my big pet peeve. And so I've always owned different businesses. And ooh. I've owned event companies, graphics, printing, technology, medical, legal, always owned different businesses. And I did kind of get sucked into corporate America when I went to work for Xerox for a year and then really, really missed entrepreneurship. So I transitioned from Xerox into franchise sales, franchise development, franchise consulting. Hmm. And then after a few years, I transitioned into selling companies. And when I transitioned to selling companies, small companies at first, your pizzerias, your restaurants, stuff like that. And then I transitioned very quickly into mergers and acquisitions, selling businesses 10 million and up. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I became my mergers and acquisitions master intermediary, senior business analyst. And then I realized, though, what Steve Forbes says is really true. 8 out of 10 businesses will not sell. So I'm like, oh my gosh, if I don't start fixing these businesses, I'm going to starve to death. So that's when I transitioned into really specializing in fixing businesses, growing businesses so they are sellable, because 80% will not sell. Wow. And so I really specialize in buying. I buy businesses and flip them. So I specialize in buying, selling, fixing, growing.
That's awesome.
And at any given time, I'll own 5 to 10 businesses that we will build to sell. So I partner with business owners too, investing money, resources, capital. Yep.
That's it. That's all you do, huh?
That's all I do. Yep.
That's incredible. Well, I know a lot of times we see business owners, right, that really aren't business owners. They really are more just high paid employees of their own prison, right? Like they got a great business. It can pay them good money. It might even make them 7 figures plus a year. But at the end of the day, it's not sellable. Like you cannot really sell it for anything because it's all reliant upon them and their labor. Right. You know, what's your recommendation for people like that? Like what should they be doing?
Well, that's the number one reason. Well, there's two top reasons that businesses don't sell. Number one is business owners don't think about selling until they have to due to a catastrophic event. And then by that time, the business is not sellable because it's usually trending downward.
Yeah.
So the other reason is that the owner is the business, you know, and once you take that owner out of the business, there is no business. Mm-hmm. So what I really recommend is what I've always recommended is creating a business that works for you rather than you working for it. And it's part of my 6P process. The first P is people. So you really need to build, you know, you don't build a business, you build people, and people build the business. Right. So you need to have the right people in the right seat, and you need to ask the who question. You know, who handles legal, who handles accounting, who handles client service, who handles manufacturing, transportation, logistics. The clue, Chris, is you should never be next to the who. You really need the business to run without you. You need to layer up management, and you need to focus what you focus best on. So most entrepreneurs are visionaries, right?
Yeah.
So you need to focus on the vision and continue to grow, but don't be the integrator. Don't be the implementer. Have people on your team that can be the integrator so that the business can truly run without you and you're the visionary. The more that you focus on being that visionary and focus on the growth of the business, the more the business will be sustainable and scalable. And when you're ready, it will sell and you can exit rich.
Yeah, you have that VI combo, don't you? That visionary integrator. You don't have that. You really don't have a full rounded business right there.
You really don't. And a lot of owners, you know, spend so much time in every aspect of their business because they're control freaks and they don't want to let go of everything. Plus, this is their baby.
I can relate.
Know? And I always say you can't grow unless you let go of control. You got to let go of control in which to grow. And you need to focus on your strengths, hire your weaknesses. An entrepreneur is not good at everything. There are a lot of things that entrepreneurs are not good at.
Yeah.
You know? And you need to realize that. And like I said, hire your weaknesses and focus on what you're best at.
Wonderful. What are some of those other P's that you say that are necessary in the business?
Okay, so people we talked about, you also want to make sure you have a layer of management, right?
Yeah.
And then product. So product is huge. I mean, your product industry, you got to ask yourself, is your product or industry thriving or is it dying? Is it on the way out, on the way up? Do you have an Amazon up here or do you have a Blockbuster? And so because of COVID, there's a lot of Blockbusters right now.
Yeah.
So really, business owners should take this time to really do some transformational thinking and transformational questioning and ask themselves three basic questions. Mm-hmm. Number one, Amazon did this back in the 90s. Amazon asked themselves, what business are we in? And they said, we're in a bookselling business. Then they asked themselves, what do we do really, really well, better than anyone else? And the response was, we do fulfillment really well, better than anyone else.
Mm.
So they said, what business should we be in? We should be in the fulfillment business.
Yeah.
Those three transformational questions is what transformed Amazon from a small bookselling company to a multi-billion dollar worldwide company that it is today. So you really gotta pivot and think about, you know, because I don't know if you realize this, but it used to be when I wrote my first book, Sell Your Business for More Than It's Worth, 95% of startups were going out of business. When I wrote Exit Rich in 2019, 2020, did the same research, I learned that the business landscape has flip-flopped. Now, it's only 30% of startups are at risk, but out of 26.7 million companies, 70% of those businesses that have been in business 10 years or longer will go out of business. 70%.
Wow.
These business owners are dropping like flies, and that was before COVID. Yeah. And you hear about, you know, like Toys R Us closed down, Kmart, Stein Mart, Pier 1, yeah. Godiva. Godiva, our favorite chocolate, is closing down 1,500 locations. So businesses are going out of business because they stop what I call AIM. AIM is always innovate and market. And business owners that have been in business 10 years or longer, they become a blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just, they sit back fat and happy. They don't do anything. They don't innovate. And then they wonder why they go out of business.
Wow, that's fascinating. Because you always hear the old stats, right? From like good to great, which is like 95% of businesses or whatever fail within the first 5 years. Saying it's actually flip-flopping now.
It's flip-flop, completely flip-flop, completely flip-flopped. And that's what we talk about in Exit Rich. And we talk about those businesses because here's the bottom line. There's 30.2 million companies in the United States employing over half the U.S. workforce. If we lose small business, talk about the ripple effect, Chris. When you lose small business, you lose jobs. When you lose jobs, you lose spending power. When you lose spending power, more businesses close. It's the ripple effect, right? Yeah. So that's we have to do whatever we can to save small business. They don't talk about this in the media. They don't talk about this in the news. They only talk about the public companies. But these poor business owners that have been in business for decades are losing everything. It's very, very sad. So that was the main reason why I wrote Exit Rich, is to help business owners be able to build that sustainable, scalable business.
Well, and a lot of them, I'm sure some of them are failing out of, like you said, becoming dinosaurs, so to speak, becoming blockbusters, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if some of them are failing because, like you talk about here, there's no exit plan. And so pretty much the exit plan is death or forced retirement or something like that. It shuts the business down because it's relying on that person.
Well, unfortunately, there's three exit plans for 70% of these businesses. Their exit plan is sell for pennies on the dollar, close their business, or even worse, file bankruptcy. Well, they'll lose both their business assets and personal assets because most business owners pierce the corporate veil because they sign a personal guarantee or they take a mortgage out on their personal home, you know, to support their business. And so they'll lose their family assets too. So it really is startling statistics. It's shocking to me that more people don't know this and that they're not talking about this in the news.
I completely agree.
It's pretty scary, actually.
It's very scary.
So that's why it's so important to plan your exit from day one of buying or starting a business. It's like, do you have kids, Chris?
Oh, yeah. I've got a few of them.
So we plan for our kids, right? We plan where are they going to go to preschool? Where are they going to go to middle school? Where are they going to go to junior high school? Where are they going to go to college? How many kids are going to give us? Grandkids. But we don't plan for our biggest asset, which is our business.
That's right. Man, that's amazing. I guess I'm trying to word this the right way. I mean, like, what's the potential? Like, what could somebody do with selling it? Because I know you said selling it for more than it's worth, right? Like, that was your book from before. You're talking about trying to exit rich. What is really the potential for somebody's business? You know, like, because like I get dentists, for example, and they'll try to sell it for 5 to 6 times EBITDA, you know, or whatever it might be. Like they might try to sell it for percentage, but what ultimately really gets your business to be extremely valuable?
So that's the best question. So you worded it perfectly. So what makes the business sell for more and a higher multiple is operating all six cylinders, all six P's. Number one, having the right people, having the right team. Because if you don't have the right team in place, buyers will walk away and buy another business. At any given time, 30% to 40% of businesses are up for sale. And that's out of 30.2 million companies. So it's a competitive space. So either you have all the ducks in a row or you don't. If you have all the ducks in a row, you'll be able to sell for top value. So you want to make sure you have the right people. You want to make sure you have the right product. And then processes are very important. Proprietary is the highest value driver. So proprietary will take you from a 5 to 6 multiple to a 6.5 to 7 to 8 to 9 to 10. Also, if your EBITDA is over $1 million, here's the secret sauce. The higher the EBITDA, the higher the multiple. Yeah. So when you get EBITDA over $1 million, the multiples tend to go up. You've probably heard about, we'll buy this company, we'll roll it up, and then we'll sell it to a private equity group and, you know, get a 10X for it. Yeah. So that is doable, but you got to operate on all six P's, all six cylinders, and proprietary is the number one value driver. So branding, for instance, the more well-branded you are, the more I can sell your company for, as long as your brand is relevant in the mind of consumers. Nobody's paying any money for Blockbuster today.
Right.
Trademarks are another one. It's very important. But here's the deal. Most business owners fall short because they go and they get a state trademark where they're operating. So let's say you're in Utah and you get a state trademark in Utah, but you never check the federal database.
Yeah.
You could be in business 5-10 years and all of a sudden receive a cease and desist letter that means you got to stop using that company name.
Right.
okay? Which means you have to rebrand. Patents are also very valuable. Patents, we sold a company for $18 million that had 18 patents. They weren't making that much money. Contract is another valuable asset that buyers will pay more money for. Vendor contracts, manufacturing, distribution, any type of exclusive contracts. Franchisor, who has franchisees. Most valuable contracts of all, Chris, are the customer contracts, the client contracts, because buyers want to pay for what? They want to make sure when they buy a business that it has recurring revenue coming in. So here's a caveat to contracts, though. Most business owners don't have the transferability clause. And most deals, 99.9% of all sales are asset sales, not stock sales. So if the transferability clause is not there, then your deal could fall apart. You want to make sure you have that transferability clause. The other big thing is databases. Facebook paid $19 billion for WhatsApp, and WhatsApp was hemorrhaging money. But WhatsApp had a billion users.
Yeah.
So people, buyers will pay for database.
Right.
And then they'll also pay for what I call IP real estate. IP real estate is, let's say you have celebrity endorsements. Let's say you manufacture a skincare line and Oprah Winfrey has listed you as her favorite thing. And, you know, she's endorsed your product. Another synergistic company would love to buy that because they want to get their other products endorsed by Oprah.
Right, of course.
Yeah. And then you got IP real estate, which let's say you manufacture bedding and you're number one on Wayfair. Or let's say you manufacture these masks that we all have to wear and you're number one on Etsy or number one on Amazon for something. That's what I call IP real estate. That will take you from a 3 to 5 multiple on up to 6, 7, 8, 9, and maybe even 10. If it's a SaaS company, SaaS companies always trade for a higher multiple.
Now, also even like membership type of companies as well. I mean, obviously we're seeing with Netflix and Disney Plus, all that kind of stuff too. But I was in a meeting with Brendan Burchard and Dean Graziosi, and that was one thing that brought up is said, hey, if you want to see a massive multiple, have like reoccurring memberships coming
in. Reoccurring memberships, reoccurring revenue streams. Yeah. Absolutely, because it's a residual stream, and that's what buyers want. Everybody wants to buy something that has recurring revenues.
Yeah, you got to think like a buyer. It's like, what kind of business would I want to buy? Would I buy my own business? If I wouldn't buy it, touch it, then that you got
to
see.
That's the number one thing that I always turn the tables on with sellers because they're like, I want $20 million for my company, and a company's net income is $100,000. And I'm like, well, do you pay $20 million for this company? Because most sellers come up with, you know, unrealistic prices based upon what they need to retire on or enter the next phase of their life on, not based upon what the company is actually worth today.
Absolutely. Well, what do you recommend? I mean, people want to like follow or understand more about this. Like, what's the best thing they could do? I know Exit Rich is coming out here pretty soon, but you know, tell us what's the best thing our listeners can do here.
Yeah. Well, Chris, they can buy Exit Rich now. Because on our website, exitrichbook.com, exitrichbook.com, we're in the middle of pre-sales. Yeah. And so they can go get exitrichbook.com right now. They can buy it on Amazon, but at exitrichbook.com, it's less expensive. Mm-hmm. We will send you the automatic download immediately so you can start reading the book immediately.
Oh, great.
And then we will ship the hardcover to your doorstep. Plus, you get a lifetime membership into the Exit Rich Book Club, where it has me doing video training. Plus, in addition to that, it has document downloads. So, you know, clients are always asking me for, well, Michelle, I've never seen a sample organizational chart, employee handbook, or non-compete, or a sample letter of intent, due diligence checklist, purchase agreement, closing docs. These documents are all there for not only your review, but your download. And these documents are worth over $25,000 if you would have your attorney create them.
Wow, that's incredible.
That right there is worth getting Exit Rich at $24.79. Plus, we have a membership, and the membership that we have is a 30-day membership into Club CEOs, which is an entrepreneurial group that I started where we do hot seats, Q&As, and masterminds.
Fantastic. So that's exitrichbook.com, correct?
Exitrichbook.com. They can also text Michelle to 888-526-5750. Where all on my websites and social media pops up.
Awesome. Michelle, this has been so valuable, not just for our listeners, but even for me personally. Like, I really got a lot out of this. So everybody, go check out exitrichbook.com. Go get that right now. Like, it sounds like amazing, amazing resource you can get virtually nothing. You know, that's just a incredible giveaway. So Michelle, thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your time. It's been such an incredible interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris, for having me. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, the same message is always the same, right? We're going to beat the same drum, which is, It's one thing to listen to these podcasts. It's another thing to do and act upon them. If you want your life to change, you want something to really work in your life, it's requiring you not to be a hearer of the word, but a doer as well. So guys, go take action. Go follow those impressions you have and make your life prosperous. Everybody, make a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.